The Guardian.
That's Declan Donnelly. Get out of your seat and jump around live from London. It's the return of Ant and Dex Saturday Night Takeaway.
Ant and Dex Saturday Night Takeaway, one of the shows penalised by Ofcom for misleading viewers. ITV has been fined £5.7 million by the broadcast regulator over its abuse of premium rate phone lines. That's nearly three times higher than the previous record financial penalty imposed by Ofcom. Other shows at fault included Ant and Dex Game Show Marathon and Soapstar Superstar. The Guardian's media correspondent is Owen Gibson. I asked him what was wrong with ITV's system of compliance.
In a nutshell, there wasn't one. That was the main problem. They put all responsibility for these phone-ins onto the executive producers of the programmes, who effectively blatantly disregarded all the guidelines and all the procedures for making sure they were fair and operated them however they saw fit, as far as we can tell, and basically just sort of did so on the basis of what would make the best programme rather than what was fair to the viewer.
And it was very strong language from Ofcom in its damning criticism of ITV.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they sort of said seriously and repeatedly breached the Ofcom code. These were the most serious cases Ofcom had ever had to consider, that they kind of broke the bond of trust between the viewer and the broadcaster. That's the bedrock of public service broadcasting. The list goes on and on. And, you know, I think we have to kind of remind ourselves when we read through these findings just how serious and how kind of systemic all these repeated breaches of the code were.
And this is a record fine from Ofcom, but it could have been much worse for ITV.
It could have been much worse. I mean, the figure of 70 million has been mentioned, but actually when you dig into it, that's not actually the maximum fine that ITV could have received, because ITV is made up of a number of smaller franchises, each with their own qualifying revenue, although they're all owned by the same company. It turns out the actual maximum was about half that, so about £35 million. And Ofcom say they took into account the fact that ITV fronted up to most of these misdemeanours.
Michael Grade for ITV says there'll be zero tolerance of a culture that condones audiences being deliberately misled. Is he right? Has the culture now changed?
It's very difficult to tell from the outside. I mean, they've introduced all these new controls, all these new procedures. Obviously, Ofcom are watching with a much more watchful eye. They've got a new code whereby they can go into broadcasters and investigate to make sure these things are running properly. So you would have thought after the events of last year that they have overhauled their procedures. But there's something about the ITV affair that still leaves a bit of a bad taste in the mouth, in that no single person has taken responsibility and lost their job. I mean, the report's very clear that the fault lies with executive producers, with series producers, with ITV executives who didn't check thoroughly enough what was going on their own programmes. And yet Michael Grade has said that there'll be no witch hunt, and that, you know, and that no heads will roll over this. And that just feels... It feels, on the one hand, like they're saying we're taking this very seriously and we've completely overhauled our systems. On the other, they're saying some of the people who made the mistakes are still in the job.
And it's also come to light a separate incident involving Ant and Dec winning the People's Choice Award at the British Comedy Awards.
Yeah, this is the curious case of Robbie Williams, Ant McPartlin and Declan Donnelly, whereby the British Comedy Awards in 2005, it was a viewer vote. The programme makers approached Robbie Williams, said, "Will you present the award?" He said, "I'd love to present it. Have Ant and Dec won? If they've won it, I'd love to do it." The producers told him, yes, they've won, before the viewer vote had taken place. The viewer vote duly took place. Catherine Tate won. That was completely ignored. They gave the prize to Ant and Dec so Robbie Williams could present it. I mean, it's just yet another example. I think we've become inured slightly to just how kind of jaw-dropping some of these decisions were by ITV. But yes, this is yet another example of just completely ignoring all the phone calls coming in from viewers at 50p, 75p, £1 a time, and just kind of going on their own merry way.
Now, there's no suggestion that Robbie Williams or Ant and Dec were aware of this, but have Ant and Dec's reputation been harmed by association with these shows?
I absolutely think it has been harmed. I mean, you know, they're named as executive producer on Saturday Night Takeaway, on Game Show Marathon, and, you know, the report throughout refers to executive producers taking responsibility. It doesn't name them. I don't think it's referring to Ant and Dec, but to the ITV executive producer who kind of had editorial responsibility. But at the same time, you know, there's an argument that says if they didn't know, then maybe they should have done.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.